Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that... It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. I forgot I had this turned out earlier to do mic checks. This is why I forgot that I had the mics unmuted, but it's actually okay because I had it muted on the board, so nothing was being sent out anyway. So
multiple redundancies.
Yes, exactly. So it all worked out, but this is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, join the discussion, talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number for that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa, and Peakless Mountaineer.
And evidently, Donald Trump has been opening his mouth about Bitcoin, something he probably doesn't know very much about, other than the fact that it's a thing that people are talking about, and he didn't get in on it, so he's probably a little salty about that. But
I'm sure his buddies in the war machine don't like it, so that's why he can't support it, right?
Well, it's pretty clear that his buddies in the war machine are not fans of Bitcoin because Bitcoin has to actually, you have to actually contribute something of value in order to acquire Bitcoin versus the USD where you can just give yourself as much of it as you want.
Well, their value is to enslave us, so they have to create a debt system to keep us stuck in.
Yeah,
so,
turns out no one's actually willing to pay for you to explode innocent people.
Right, you gotta steal to make sure that happens.
Who'd have thunk it? Oh, right, the broken window fallacy.
Can you explain to me what that is?
So, the broken window fallacy, my favorite version of this is from The Fifth Element, which, man, Gary Oldman did a just killer job on his role. But
man, I've never been able to get all the way through that movie.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I was in like the seventh grade when I tried, so it was probably above my head or whatever.
No, that's fair.
But
that's fair. No, it's definitely worth watching. So the near protagonist, so there's a far protagonist that is like archetypical evil, and they don't really go into like where it is coming from or anything like that. But the near bad guy is Zorg. And
classic sci-fi name.
Right. And he plays it to a T, and he has this, like, you know, sort of plastic mohawk thing going on, just weird.
Spacey.
You know this is not the guy that, yeah, very spacey, very sci-fi, and very, like, bizarrely intimidating. But
okay,
so Zorg brings sort of the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the movie in to have a little chat with him about, you know, basically whether or not the planet should be saved, essentially. And so he's sitting there and he says, look at this glass. Calm, serene, boring. But if it is, knocks it off, destroyed. And then these little robots come out of a little vent. Well, look at these little guys. Someone had to design those. Someone had to build those. And now they get to go home to all their little children and feed them because of destruction. So what you see as destruction is another form of creation. It's kind of paraphrasing, but that's his idea.
I was thinking when you said it was the Night of Glass, which is like, you know, when the Nazis smashed all the Jews' businesses' windows and
Kristallnacht.
It's like,
yeah, Night of Long Knives. No, the broken window fallacy is the idea of like, okay, well, if you want to generate economic activity, break some windows.
Right, because then you have to pay someone to replace your windows.
Exactly.
And you have to pay a company to build new windows.
So on the surface, it looks like you're generating economic activity.
But you're not. You're just moving money around, and the money doesn't represent anything of value. In fact, you just destroyed something that had value in order to replace it with something of equivalent value, which is a net loss by any measurement.
Absolutely.
And it's one of our big economic ideas of what is seen and what is unseen. So what is seen is, okay, well, the broken glass has to be replaced by these people, and they're going to spend the money they make on that on other things. Yeah, that is true. What is unseen is that guy had to spend his time doing this. He had to spend money to get these panes of glass. What was he going to do with that time and money if you hadn't wasted it on unnecessarily fixing your problem?
Well, it seems like that's what they're doing with the destruction of dollar is that, you know, they destroy a little bit of its value to, you know, take care of what they need to take care of because they're blowing up countries. They're blowing up innocent people overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm trying to segue back into this article.
It's the same kind of thing that makes people think that that World War II is what got us out of the Great Depression, when it is nothing of the sort.
No.
I mean, under that thinking, why don't we just build an entire fleet of battleships and sink them?
Well, right. But, I mean, it sort of did get us out of the Depression, but only because people were motivated to actually, like, go out and produce things because they were motivated by this propaganda to support the war effort.
What got us out of the Great Depression was stop trying to do the Great New Deal.
Well, which we couldn't do simultaneously with fighting World War II.
We could try. And that's
they could have, and that's essentially what they're doing today with the massive printing of the stimulus checks and, you know, all mm-hmm. of the corporate bailouts that we've seen throughout the last year, in addition to continuing on the wars that have been fought for the last 20 freaking years.
Yeah, and that's the idea where, like, okay, we paid these people to build these bombs that we will drop on tents. Now, yes, that did generate some economic activity. However, if you had either, A, spent that money literally anywhere else, doing anything else, it would have been more productive overall. The net benefit would have been better if you'd spent it on underwater basket weaving instead.
It certainly would have been better if they had spent it instead, and I'm no fan of, you know, foreign aid or anything like that, but if they had taken that money instead and used it to turn those tents into houses?
Right.
We probably wouldn't have so many enemies abroad.
Well,
and
that's how you get rid of enemies. Make friends.
Well, one of the things that these so-called representatives are doing is that, you know, without this funding to their district to allow this defense contractor to build, they look bad if they don't vote on it because it's like it's, you know, makes their economy in their city or, you know, state to dwindle a little bit, and it's probably to the point where if they didn't fund these things, there'd be economical downturns in their district. So,
I mean, that's why Bernie Sanders votes yes on all of these national defense funding acts, because some of these bomb manufacturers are in the state of Vermont.
Yeah, that's exactly why he keeps getting put in, because of exactly that. And you try telling that to the liberals in Vermont. And
they're like, no, Bernie's pro-peace. No.
No, he's funded every bill for war ever.
He is noticeably less pro-war. And I think that's why they couldn't let him.
Well, it's easy to pay lip service to being.
Yeah, you could say you're anti-war.
I just honestly think the man doesn't have the heart to create five new wars, which is what they want. They want every president that comes in to create at least one or two new wars. And if you're a real overachiever, like take us from five wars to seven. That's great. They love that. And I don't think he has the heart to intentionally create new wars, and I think that's why they didn't let him get the nomination.
Continually blows my mind is the fact that Donald Trump is the only president in my entire lifetime that did not give us a new war. Donald Trump, the raving lunatic, is the only one that didn't start a new war. I hate that that's a true statement.
Well,
he didn't stop any.
The elites probably didn't want his name
to back that. I wouldn't classify him as a raving lunatic.
They wouldn't put that on the table for him because I don't think the elite wanted his name on those wars. So let's just wait for Joe Biden to start.
Trump's a lot of things, but a lunatic is not one of them.
I was representing him as the liberals.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, you mean literally Hitler?
Yes.
Orange man bad.
Do I think he's really a raving lunatic? No, he seems like a pretty, a relatively intelligent dude and certainly a relatively successful businessman. But the left portrays him as just this raving lunatic. We can't let him have the nuke codes. He'll kill everyone. But in actuality,
he has the nuke codes. He didn't kill anyone.
And he started no new wars.
Well, yeah. the hidden war that we're not talking about, which we should be, is the economic war that they're creating. Right? So they're defunding our dollar.
And I really wanted to make one more note on that. So, like, spending that money that you print doing anything else, like you were saying, turning those $10 tents into actual houses so that we actually have friends and trading partners. That would be useful. But, I mean, even if you just let it go, just don't print that money so that our dollars have more value, that would create more economic benefit than blowing these people up.
I mean, just about anything would. But what are your thoughts? How would you rather spend this money than dropping bombs on people? 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. You know, it's been a wild year for Free Talk Live, but this year we happened to launch social.freetalklive.com, which I actually just rejoined today, having gotten permission to administrate freetalklive.com, which obviously would include a subdomain of freetalklive.com. It is an awesome media platform. It's a social media platform very similar to Twitter, except it's decentralized. And the timing of this works out really well because I just ate yet another 30-day ban on Facebook. Now, this...
Congrats.
Thank you. This is expected. It happens every freaking June because of my opinions on Pride Month. It just consistently makes the LGBT community happy, unhappy. And they
Your
just,
opinions on Pride Month?
Yes. And they just click that report button until finally they get one
what
that gets
they?
Me banned. That is a participation trophy for life, is what it is. You haven't accomplished anything, so you choose to take pride in characteristics instead of accomplishments.
Nice.
And this makes them very, very upset.
Mm-hmm.
But it's no different from being proud of being white or proud of being 6 feet tall or proud of having blue eyes or whatever characteristic you happen to have. It's a fluke of birth. And the LGBT community has spent the entirety of my life saying that this is a result of birth. This is not a choice. We're born this way. Then what the hell is there to take pride in?
Indeed. Corporate sponsorships.
And instead they say, oh, we take pride in the fact that we survived. It's 2021. What are you talking about?
Seriously.
No, you're not living in Nairobi.
Like, take pride that the LGBTQ community of the 90s survived?
Sure.
Sure.
Absolutely.
There was an actual question.
But no, I can't take pride in that because I wasn't part of that.
Right.
I can honor that and I can respect that, but that's
right.
Nothing for me to be proud of.
Indeed.
I didn't do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, people who have no accomplishments in their life, who have almost no identity whatsoever, are the ones that are most attracted to, ooh, here's an unchangeable aspect of me. I can take pride in that, whether it's being white or being not white, or whatever it is. It's something that you did not do, that you did not earn, but it gives you a sense of identity if you fall down that trap.
Yes, and it's not disgusting, but it's depressing.
Oh, I think it's disgusting.
Because it prohibits them from seeing the need to actually accomplish something. It's like when someone asks me, well, describe yourself in 10 words. Trans, ordinarily, wouldn't even make that list.
One would hope.
Radio host,
like,
network
engineer, so
musician.
Or it's like I was at a Pride event, a Pride parade, and they just closed down all the streets in Providence, and this guy was walking around all proud to have his Che shirt on, and I was like, I recorded this. This is one of my top videos on my channel.
Yeah, but Che Guevara, great guy.
Yeah, like, I just went up to the guy, and I was like, hey, do you know what Che did to gay people? And he's like, yeah, I'm just kind of clowning the idea. I'm like, dude, he killed gay people. Like, specifically gay people. People with glasses, doctors, all kinds of, like, irrational things that he was doing to get to the top. But, you know, he was proud that he was a revolutionary.
Yeah,
well,
can I start wearing a swastika ironically?
I would
as long as you're clowning it.
I would definitely caution against it.
Well,
you know, these are the same liberals who go on Twitter and post, I don't care how controversial this is, I support LGBTQ rights. It's 2021 and you're on Twitter. You're not taking a stand here. You're taking the safe position.
And
you're a revolutionary.
I don't care what kind of flack this causes me, but I think that the Americans should rebel against the British.
I would say a good percentage of the gay community is using the LGBTQ as a means of pushing more statism versus, like, just absorbing, you know, the idea that you're already free. You don't need the state to tell you if you're married or not, or if you're going to get a discount at the store because you're married or something. I don't know. But, like, you know, this is just, like, more of control. They've taken, like, another movement, the government, when I say this, or, you know, the powers that be, they take another movement, hijack it, and keep them submitting to the system.
I know this is going to cause me a lot of enemies, but I believe in the separation of church and state.
And I've got bad news for these people, and I hope that sensitive little snowflake who actually finally got me banned is listening. I'm hosting a radio show that's on 200-plus stations across the United States. That is, my Facebook is inconsequential compared to that. Stop being a snowflake and accomplish something. And in the meantime, You can chat with me on social.freetalklive.com because I'm sick of having these big tech companies having me at my mercy. Check it out, social.freetalklive.com. We're running the decentralized, open-sourced, federated Mastodon software, which is the gold standard of independent social media on the Internet. It's available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and Linux. So you have multiple options. Check it out, social.freetalklive.com. I did not mean for that live read to essentially take up most of that segment.
Well, I had to ask. I had to ask about your controversial opinions on Pride Week.
And can you imagine that that's even controversial? Telling people to take pride in accomplishments instead of characteristics. Telling people to focus on a person's character instead of their characteristics.
Yes, I can, because they're a bunch of bigots. They are bigoted people.
I've been called a bigot persistently for the last 6 days.
Well, people who are bigots tend to call people who don't share their particular form of bigotry a bigot these days.
Let's go to the phones, though. We've got Dave from New Hampshire calling. Dave, sorry to keep you waiting. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I can call in without going in character for the first time in 2 months.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Dave.
It's good to hear from you. I'm glad everything went well from what I've heard. Well, I mean, relatively well. There's no denying how much you must have suffered out there for 24 days on the...
He's not in the concrete box. I'll call that going well.
Oh, no, it's like not over yet. I didn't need a concrete box to suffer. Yeah, I've still got a lot of itching going on. I'm pretty poison ivy sensitive, and I picked up some, so...
Oof. Yeah, but, that's it affects some people really badly.
Natural law, isn't the great thing?
So what's next for Bitcoin, Gandhi? Is there a next for Bitcoin, Gandhi?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. There has to be kind of a follow-up, I felt like, you know, before I even started. And I had some time to think while I was out there, although actually thinking is more difficult than you might think while you're out walking with a rickshaw behind you. But the... there were three ideas, two ideas that sort of distilled out of the thing. The first is, first of all, I noticed something while I was out there, and that is the Free Staters actually are pretty active. They're not like, you know, I used to think, you know, 2012, 2013 was kind of our peak, and things have been getting calmer and quieter ever since then. But that's not really the case. There are a lot more Free Staters who've moved here. And they are doing a lot of stuff, but it's just, I think they're all like super focused on their own one thing, and it sucks all the air out of the room. They can only do their thing, and they're overwhelmed by the stuff they've already, what they've already bit off. They're so busy chewing it. It's very difficult to get them to do something else and come to the same place and have a big protest or something like that.
Dave, can you stick around for a minute? I want to discuss this further.
It is hard to get a lot of community
support. I want Dave to answer. Dave, can you stick around for another segment?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I know exactly what you mean. Whenever a libertarian here in New Hampshire goes, hey, I've got this idea, some other libertarian says, hey, I like this idea, but let's do it completely differently and according to the way I want to do it. And your idea just sort of gets pushed to the back burner. I've seen it happen repeatedly. 603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris holding a news conference with the Guatemalan president in Guatemala. Harris saying,
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
Nearly 40% of illegal border crossers in April were permitted to stay in the United States pending case adjudication. Law enforcement officials say they recovered $2.3 million in digital currency paid to the hackers who hit Colonial Pipeline with a ransomware attack last month, a strike that prompted the shutdown of the main conduit for gasoline and diesel fuel to the East Coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country to have received at least one dose by July 4th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court isn't taking up a discrimination case regarding the male-only military draft. A men's rights group claims a male-only draft is discriminatory against women, arguing it became lawful after the Defense Department opened combat roles to women in 2013. Back in 1981, the High Court ruled in the case of Rostetter versus Goldberg that the male-only requirement was justified since women could not serve in combat roles at that time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio that you control. As always, you're welcome to join us. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You're welcome to join the discussion. Talk about what we've been talking about or change the subject entirely. It's up to you because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio is Aria, Peekless, and Joa. And we're talking to Dave, otherwise known as Bitcoin Gandhi, or formerly known as Bitcoin Gandhi, or has a multiple personality, one of which is Bitcoin Gandhi. I don't know how you want to characterize
it. If that was
it.
The case, it would have been a lot easier for him to stay in character.
He did a fantastic job from what I've seen.
Yeah. He did. Every now and again, he would talk to us too long and start breaking character. But no, he did a fantastic job, and like the costuming and all. Thank you for your sacrifice, David.
Yeah, it was inspiring, thanks, to say the least. So you were talking.
But that's the thing, we get focused on our. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I said we get focused on our own thing. We forget how much sacrifice you personally are making. Right? How much each of you are making? And I don't know everything you're doing. But what seems to happen, like I said, is free staters, we seem to, we're so individually more motivated, we all start our own thing, and then we can't do anything else, right? So that definitely weighed on me as I was out there thinking, wow, should we not, people would stop quite a bit, you know, and they're like, hey, it's great to see you, Dave, here's a taco. Would you like to march with me? Well, actually, I only have 45 seconds because I've already got this commitment over on the other side, and everybody's living on a line. As opposed to having any sort of reserve energy or reserve capability, right? They have to be somewhere else. They got to be there immediately. And just there's no reserve, right? So
I remember when I was in college reading an article from Martin Luther King that was about this very subject. He quoted a guy from Japan who wrote that, you know, you Americans, you have all of this technology to make your lives easier and to give you more free time, yet you run around more busily, more hectically than anyone else on the planet. It's like the more technology we get, the more free time we're capable of having, the less free time we seem to have.
Well, I think there's an economic element to that for sure.
Yeah, inflation has caused us to work harder and more, so, you know, conveniences have been cut out of the factory.
But I do get the point that we are not great at time management. And, like, figuring out how we can have enough time for the thing that we're interested in and to have some time to support the other things that our friends are interested in and doing on an activist level. It's tricky, that's for sure.
And, like, to see, you know, not Bitcoin Gandhi, but the original Gandhi, that he, you know, was amongst a lot of people that didn't have cars. They walked everywhere already, and they had a lot of free time. So he had a huge marching order behind him.
So what's next for Bitcoin Gandhi, Dave? You mentioned that there has to be a next.
Well, yeah, the first thing is to try and make sure I'm not taking on too many projects and instead am backing up other people's projects, if possible, in some way. The other thing is, to the other problem that we seem like we have a lot of parties. It's not a problem. It's great. But there are all these parties. You can get easily 60 people into a Free Stater party, a minor Free Stater party. Am I still on?
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay, because there's some weird sounds. But anyway, you can get 60 people at just a routine Free Stater party, but you can't. It's a pulling teeth to get 21 to this actual, you know, confrontation with the federal government at the federal building, right?
Well, that lets you know that when you want to do your activism.
But I think what we might benefit from doing is turning the disproportion of parties versus actual activism. We could turn that to our advantage, I think, by scheduling activist events that happen right after parties or gatherings of some kind.
Why not do them concurrently?
They're within walking distance.
I mean, if it's easy to get libertarians to a party, why not have a party at the state house?
Right.
At some point during the party, we start, you know, doing whatever it is we're trying to do with the politicians.
Yeah, I know it was a big hit when they ordered a bunch of pizzas for the Sununu protest.
Yeah. But, like, yeah,
okay, yeah.
What I would suggest is throw a Bitcoin Gandhi party,
mm-hmm.
and then be like, and now we're going to the state house, or, you know.
Or have the party at the state house.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're enlisting your friends for free labor for a thing like, hey, help me move these boxes. And, you know, they'll help you because you're close enough, but, you know, it is a drag. So that's why you throw in the pizza and beer, and it makes it more of a party and less of a drag. And, I mean, you said it yourself, we always show up for a party, so throw a party for your activism.
So Joa, one of your co-hosts, Joa Orgas, says that, and maybe that's you, I'm not sure if I recognize your
yes.
voice, but the idea you had, or he had, was that maybe we could follow up on these complaints. Like, complaints seem to work.
Yes.
Like, this is a complaint we took to the federal government, right? And
yeah.
they acted really respectfully, and they didn't want to arrest anyone for filing the complaint, even though it was illegal to do, sort of. And the, you know, maybe we're taking more pieces of paper to government officials, and maybe there's something to be done there, too. That may be, like, his idea that I can kind of back up a little bit.
Well, if it wastes their time, I'm all for it, but I wouldn't expect these sheets of paper to affect any actual change because the system isn't really designed to change.
It's kind of their language, too, like paperwork, yeah. forms, you know, this is what government loves. So I think it would be effective in the sense that you get a better response from them. I'm not saying it's going to change their minds. I hope it does. But, you know, just pushing the paper, getting them focused on it, or them just reading the same thing over and over again, because we all filed a complaint about the same thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's. It is on the edge of what they call paper terrorism. But hey, you gave us this thing where you are pretending to actually be a public servant, and we get to file a complaint by your system. So yeah, if they read the same thing over and over again because they have to, I mean, that is literally the number one tactic for propaganda, is repetition. So, now, as far as to your point, though, like, I mean, like, right after you were done, most of us went off to the bar afterwards. So, maybe we should, just as a marketing thing, start marketing, hey, we're going to do this activism and then this party.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, put a little extra bait in there.
Everyone wants to party with Gandhi.
And who wants to show up to the after party of an activism that didn't do the activism? No one wants to do that.
Dave, thank you so much for the call tonight and for the awesome ideas. Definitely let us know what is next for Bitcoin Gandhi. Let us know here on the show or post it at bitcoingandhi.net, I believe it was.
Yes.
That's G-A-N-D-H-I. We've also got Tom from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I'm calling to talk about the non-aggression principle, the NAP. And one of the some of the things about it, a lot of people don't understand. And when you use the correct terminology, because they're kind of slow on this stuff, especially people who are not yet on the side of liberty and justice for all. Now, I find that when you talk about people defending themselves, okay, the cop is trying to arrest somebody for selling drugs, and the drug dealer defends himself. Or tries to defend himself. They wonder, well, why was he trying to defend himself? What was the cop trying to do? Well, using the definitions of words and phrases, okay, you've got to make it understood this way, and that is, if someone is trying to rape you and you fight back.
You've got 20 seconds, Tom, before we go out to break.
What?
Can you condense the question?
If someone's trying to rape you and you fight back, that is called resisting rape or defending yourself. If a cop is trying to arrest you and you fight back, that is called...
That is defending yourself. That is self-defense.
I understand the point that Tom is trying to make, though, and I want to get further into it because it's a fascinating way that we use these euphemisms and these misleading words to mislead ourselves away from actual reality. Instead of self-defense, it becomes resisting arrest. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, you're more than welcome to. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Peakless Mountaineer.
And we just had Tom from New Hampshire actually bring up a really fascinating subject, and I hate that he jumped right into rape as the analogy, because, I mean, there are so much better ones, there are so many better ones without getting into that.
It definitely is one of those, like, there is no excuse, there is no question, you never need to rape anyone ever.
Yes.
Like, killing someone, there's an argument. And whether it counts as murder, some people will argue that, which I don't think is necessary, but some people do. Whereas rape is a very cut and dry, there is no circumstance in which that is a good idea.
Right, but it's like going, it's like jumping straight to, oh, this is like the Nazis. Over the mask thing, it's just, look, let's not jump straight off the cliff here. Let's work our way down the mountain, so to speak. And that mountain is how we use language to mask the reality of the world that we're living in. Instead of calling these people thugs or criminals or enforcers of rules that we never agreed to and that will be executed for not obeying, we call them cops. Instead of calling it theft, we call it taxation. Instead of calling it oppression, we call it democracy.
Well, and I think the thing that he was trying to build into that's kind of a hard sell in a lot of cases is, okay, so from my perspective, and in agreement with the non-aggression principle, so the drug dealer isn't hurting anybody. I mean, there may be some secondary pain based on other things, and
well,
oh, you may be
probably
emotionally upset by someone's choices to do drugs.
If
but
we assume
not,
the drug dealer is a decent person, then
yes,
they're probably not harming anyone.
They're not forcing
but
it onto anybody.
There are plenty of drug dealers out there who will, you know, lace someone's heroin with something that's deadly if they believe that person is talking to cops or whatever. So,
but drug dealer per drug dealer. like just in the role of that, not in the drug of drug lacer or violent defender of his drug turf or any of the other, which is why this is kind of a hard sell, because that often does go along.
Well, we don't see CVS breaking Walgreens employees' legs, do we?
Right.
Just like we don't see Budweiser blowing up Smirnoff trucks or Coors Light trucks or whatever. That's because all of this is happening in the white market. If they did that kind of crap, it would be frowned upon. But when you push it into the black market, you do end up with things like Al Capone and the drug cartels in Mexico and Colombia, because they can't just do it openly where society is watching them saying, hey, no, yes, no, you, we've identified you as the person responsible for that, and that's not okay.
And the truth is that, like, the CIA is involved in a lot of the drug trade as well, and government hates competition.
That's fact.
Also a valid point.
But yeah, so, I mean, assuming that this drug dealer is just doing that, like, there's no lacing, there's no, which is fraud at the very least, there's no lacing it, there's no, none of these other stuff that can frequently go along with that position, but just as a drug dealer, if he gets arrested for dealing drugs to violently defend himself from being abducted, I think is completely in line with the non-aggression principle.
It may not be a smart idea.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's wise. I think it's a terrible choice. I think that it's not going to get you where you want to go in life.
It's a risk assessment, right? What's your risk assessment on the scenario? Do you really want to try to take this down when you know they're going to try to prosecute you all the way, and they're going to capture you, whatever it means it takes to prosecute you?
Mm-hmm.
So,
And that's important to mention, too, is that there's no moral obligation to defend yourself violently either. So if you allow them to take you into custody, i.e. kidnap you and put you in a box.
Or, quote, arrest, which is the euphemism we use for that, but really it's kidnapping.
Yeah. If you let them kidnap you, that is also a moral choice to make.
It is, and, you know, it's a matter of choosing your battles, whether or not it's a NAP violation to, you know, defend yourself against arrest or whatever. It's a bad idea.
Yes.
They have this system in place where you do have these mechanisms, however flawed they are, to at least attempt to fight this out in a way that does not require violence. That is infinitely preferable to becoming the thing that you despise, which is an entity that operates solely on a monopoly of violence.
Well, I don't see how that follows from defending yourself against arrest.
It's difficult to say.
I mean,
at any rate, if you attempt to, and even if you succeed, they're just going to bring in more police officers. They'll just bring in the FBI.
Like Grand Theft Auto, the star is going to raise one more.
Right, yeah.
It's not going to stop.
So it's a matter of choosing to fight them in a way that doesn't involve violence.
So if
that's the state's weapon,
if
right?
If a human being tries to kidnap you, whether or not they have a badge, you are a moral person to stop them from doing so. However,
well, you're not moral or immoral.
You maintain morality until you lose it. You are a moral actor until you stop being a moral actor. As soon as you use aggression, you have left morality. Now, you are still moral to resist the kidnapping. However, while that badge doesn't give them any rights, it does give them lots of might. So the might that they will be able to summon if you successfully evade that kidnapping is probably something you don't want to deal with. And unfortunately, their actions have nothing to do with morality.
Yeah, absolutely not. But before we got into all of that, we were talking about Donald Trump and something that does have to do with morality, because I would rather use moral money, money that doesn't, you know, pay for bombs or the drug war or one of these other horrifically immoral acts. And cryptocurrency, which I can't use at the moment, regrettably, I'm bound to pay for war crimes at the moment because of the U.S. government committing war crimes.
Great example. Using crypto is a moral and stupid act in your particular case.
Yes, it would be tremendously stupid.
Yeah.
Well, Donald Trump thinks Bitcoin is modern-day fool's gold. Calling it bad for the dollar, which is seriously making him sound like a boomer stuck in the 20th century.
Well, it's certainly true that Bitcoin is bad for the dollar, but dollar is bad for the dollar. So.
Dollar is bad for humanity.
Absolutely.
The dollar is bad for the prospect of human survival as a species is what the dollar is bad for.
The dollar did something that no other currency in human history has ever done. It paid for the dropping of two atomic bombs on civilian populations. No other currency ever paid for something that horrific.
Yeah, the blood on that bill is unlike anything humanity has ever seen.
So I'm okay with the, you know, Bitcoin damaging the USD, but you know, it doesn't. The USD doesn't need Bitcoin to do it. The USD has been destroying itself for the last 108 years, I think, and it's not stopping down. It's not slowing down. In fact, it's only speeding up.
Well, and
it's got a.
What do you think it's going to fail?
They're at a fail point.
Yeah, and what Donald Trump seems to be doing here, and what most people do, is they are conflating the powerful elite of America with its people. And those aren't even the same side. I'm sorry, but the government of this country and the people of this country are fundamentally antagonistic toward each other.
And that just makes crypto better.
So yeah, I mean, he's saying, oh, well, it's bad for America. America, the government? Yes. If you mean these particular killers, yeah, it's definitely bad for them.
Right.
The genocidal maniacs will lose power as crypto gains power.
And it's hard to be upset by that.
I think people like him are just maybe a little bit jealous that he didn't invest in it early.
Oh, yeah.
And then now he's seeing how Vegas is developing the Vegas coin, and maybe he would want something for his casinos, you know?
Yeah, because we know he's great at this.
Yeah.
Well, my boss sent me a screenshot of something recently that I don't remember the name of the country, but they're making Bitcoin their legal tender.
Really?
It was El Salvador. That was it. El Salvador.
That's great.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look that one up.
I mean, I couldn't look it up, but
I know.
I saw the screenshot. It looked legit. So, I don't know, but it's just a screenshot.
If I see a Fox News or a CNN article, I'll text it to you.
Yeah, send it over my way.
I won't send it on Signal.
No, I'm not allowed on Signal.
Yeah.
You can, however, send it at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah,
I can certainly see it there.
I reinstalled the program, and it said, Aria's on Signal. No.
No, she's not. I used to be, and that's sort of the problem. Like, all of the people that I used to text message are on Signal. So if I send them something, unless they click to hold the send icon to unencrypt the message, then they can't respond back to me. And a lot of people don't even know that that's even an option.
Isn't Telegram owned by Facebook, though?
Telegram, I don't think
no,
so.
No, that's...
That's WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
Oh, never mind.
Okay. No, Telegram was created by a Russian anarchist.
Interesting.
Hmm. And now it's not so secure.
Well, we don't know how secure it really is.
It is questionably secure. This is why I'm really glad that Free Talk Live has a Matrix server, because that one actually is all the things that we would want from Telegram.
I would at least say that Signal is more secure than Telegram, and from what I've seen, Wire is probably more secure than Telegram, but I don't know. At any rate, I can't use any of them at the moment.
Yeah.
But you can call in and talk about Bitcoin, 603-283-6160.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.